been caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby.
Why can't you see? Continue on. You continue on to the beach. Then you're met with an off-duty county sheriff's department employee in full uniform who explains that you can only walk on the wet sand, but you can't put your beach chair there. I have friends that were actually threatened with a trespassing citation. Is this how we welcome visitors to Perdido Keys beaches?
No, it's a good question, Orange right? It's a good question. This was during the forum for the Escambia County Commission meeting about 3 weeks ago, and it was Francis Ortiz. We talked about this at the time, but it was this question of beach access on Perdido Key, especially at Perdido Key access number. Was it one? I think it's one. Or is it two? I think it's one. Anyway, it's the one right when you go onto the roundabout and you turn left and go to Johnson Beach, you immediately turn right and you go down that road. It's that one. That's the one people are upset because you've got this customary use issue. You've got the 75-foot issue. You've got the, you know, people going walking between crime scene tape and they see a sheriff's deputy there and they don't know what they're supposed to do. So this is in the background. And I wanted to know, well, I mean, what are you doing as law enforcement? So we have the sheriff here. Sheriff Chip Simmons is here. Those folks report to him ultimately. And I wanted to ask him, Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm great. Good to have you. So what are you telling your deputies? I know it's a confusing situation. There's a lot of unclarity right now in the law. But, I mean, what are you guys doing? What's the law? Tell people what they need to hear.
We're keeping the peace is what we instruct our deputies to do. So, as you mentioned, there's a lot of gray area in regards to this. And there's some things working through. Escambia County Board of County Commissioners, that they're working through some things legally. I believe it stretches all the way to Walton County. Everyone's trying to figure out, who owns beach? Is it public beach? Is it private beach? There are condo owners who believe that they own the portions of the beach, and they have some paperwork showing that, as I understand it. And then there's some new legislation that's decades old that shows that no one can own that. It's the public part, and then there's a high water mark. So there are condo owners that hire off-duty deputies, and we instruct them. That's not our crime scene tape, by the way. We don't put that tape up. That's probably a condo or someone else.
Useful to know.
Yeah. And what we're really just trying to do is keep the peace. So there is an area that a condo would own. They would own their pool area. They would own maybe the area that they store their stuff in. But when it gets closer to the water and high tide, low tide, that's when it gets a little bit in the gray area. And I've instructed our deputies not to make arrests on that particular area until this is resolved. Again, oftentimes law enforcement's put in a situation where no one knows the answer. So let's call law enforcement,
right,
a 21-year-old rookie deputy to decide what 25 and 30-year lawyers can't figure out. My instruction simply is to use your head, use some common sense, use some decency. Let's do our best not to arrest an individual for being on the beach. And let's make sure that there's no disruption, no violence, and that sort of thing.
Would it be fair to say, in addition to the situation being unclear, that you're really kind of waiting on the county? I mean, the commission they've been trying to work through mediation, and that didn't work. And, you know, even their answer in the commission meeting was, you know, it's kind of an unsettled issue at the moment. And so it's very hard to have a cop come in and solve what the courts and the politicians have been unable to resolve with any clarity to this point.
We're oftentimes expected to do the impossible. And that's just the bottom line. It's the first thing that we look at when we go to any locations. Let's establish ownership. Who owns this property?
Mm-hmm.
If there's a property dispute between neighbors or between whoever.
Yeah.
Who owns the property? Who has the authority to say, you can come, you cannot come? And if we cannot establish ownership, then first of all, let's not make any arrests based upon that.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just make sure that people, you know, no one strikes another person. And then let's make sure that there's, like I said, it's working its way through court, through some sort of resolution. So you're right. We're waiting to hear from the Board of County Commissioners on who owns that property. And they're, to their credit, are trying to wait for it to run through the process before, I guess, some judge. I'm assuming they're waiting for a judge to determine who owns this property, and then it'll filter down to the Board of County Commissioners, and ultimately we'll know, and I'm sure once ownership's established, there's going to be signage.
There'll be clarity about it. Yeah, I kind of feel like it's the you know, the teacher comes across the sixth graders that are kind of fussing against each other. And you're like, you know, if you keep this up, I'm going to call your parents. In this case, the parents are the Board of County Commissioners. And you call the parents and, you know, the parents are also sixth graders. Like, nobody knows.
I don't know. We don't know what.
We don't know. We're just trying to figure it out. All right. So, well, I mean, that's helpful because it seems to me like the message to folks is, you know, just simmer down. Nobody's quite sure what the end resolution is here. Let's just not get into a fight. Let's be as civil as we can to each other. And hopefully somebody will figure this out fairly soon so we know what we're doing. Good. That's not great clarity, but that is the way things are, and you know that's what we want. And by the way, I know you feel like everything is unclear. I'm telling you, I feel like it's unclear too. I feel like I'm not a terribly stupid person, and if I can't figure it out, you know, it's hard to expect the ordinary person to be able to figure this stuff out.
And again, there are people that have a lot of background in this. They understand the argument. They can even make the argument. Oftentimes, our deputies, that's not part of our rookie school. That's, you know, the deputies that we position out there in Perdido, we do that so that they will have some background and some knowledge. But they don't know what happened in 1968, you know, on this.
They don't have law degrees area. And original documentation.
And they don't have time to go back and study all that stuff.
Right.
So what we do have, that's why we have attorneys.
Right.
My general counsel is talking with the Board of County Commission counsel. And to make sure that we're all on the same page, and that page is that we're waiting for resolution.
Speaking of legal advice, I had somebody text in a question, because I don't know if you saw this video of a porch. I don't like the term porch pirate. I think it's too nice, honestly. Porch pirate is too nice. A porch thief. Somebody who comes up on the porch. Who comes up on the porch and takes a package that doesn't belong to her. And in the video, it's been booby-trapped with blue dye of some kind. It's like a ink pack and a banknotes or whatever, you know, dye pack. And she gets all covered and then she backs away, tries to be calm and casual about it, whatever. And he says, "Is that legal?" And I would have said, "Oh man, it looks like it's a booby trap, and you generally can't do booby traps. You can't set a tripwire in your home, you know, you can't do that generally, right?"
That's correct. Generally speaking, yes. You can't put spikes in your yard,
Punjabs,
so someone tries
sticks or whatever,
and you
pits,
end up killing someone.
You can't Rambo up your front yard.
Yeah, right. And there's also obviously a civil issue there. I think you have to weigh what's taking place here. If blue paint wouldn't be that bad. And here's the thing. First of all, you shouldn't be stealing someone's package,
right?
Let's all understand that.
Right.
As much as we want to catch them, I'd be very careful about what type of booby trap we have. Again, is it something that's going to harm them? It's going to put you if not a criminal matter of some sort of a culpable negligence type thing.
Right.
Did you know or should have known that was going to cause harm to? And here's the thing: what if it's a 5-year-old going there and doing that?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to take all these things in consideration. I would be very cautious about that sort of thing for the viewership that you may be trying to get.
Would you expect an arrest in this case if the porch thief came to you? I mean, aside from arresting them.
I can't imagine if paint got on an individual that we would arrest them. We would
the other one.
Just say that's probably we'd probably get the person.
Lesson learned, go do better.
The person with blue paint would probably end up going to jail. I can't imagine a situation where we'd arrest someone for trying to protect their package with some paint dye. The banks do it all the time,
right?
So, but if you're doing something, you got one of these swinging, bowling balls or something that's going to swing
like
on
Home
and
Alone.
Knock you
and
crush your face, then there might be some culpable negligence there, and certainly some civil issues that you might have. I can't imagine your homeowner's church would love you to do that, so call them first.
Yeah, no, that's fair. By the way, no major incidents this week, which we'll celebrate that. I mean, we seem to always have something to talk about, and this week. Kind of haven't had, and what's great, I know you guys don't like the quiet word, but I'll say it, it's been pretty quiet in Escambia County, which is unusual, so I'll take it. It's
well,
good
since
news.
You mentioned it, I mean, we did take a look at some numbers yesterday, and our call volume, the calls into our dispatch is up from the year. Well, you're at 1%, which is we have more people.
Yeah.
More people call, but our offense reports or the reports based upon a criminal act is quite a bit down. It's quite a bit down. Our homicides are, one is too many, as we know. We have 13 homicides so far this year. At this time last year and every year since, we've had upper 20s, almost 30 homicides.
I was going to say, 13 is not very many at this point in the year.
We got about half of what we normally have.
That's great. And you know what's interesting? My perception is that it's worse than that. But that's, of course, I live in the world where that's what we talk about and that's what we see. And, of course, that's why you have statistics, because
there's
statistics.
There's a song about that, Dirty Laundry.
Yeah, there is. Right. That's exactly right. No, that's great news. We were talking about in Milton school zone speed cameras, something that they are thinking about putting in. And I was just kind of curious. I know, like, you know, I live close to West Florida High School, so we see the cop out there. I mean, it's a catastrophe every day. You know, pick up and drop off at every school is a catastrophe every day. But I always appreciate that the deputies are out there in the middle of the road with their cruisers and the lights on, and they're telling people what to do, and it's good. It's better. But do you still see, like, I'm just kind of curious as a problem. Is it a problem of people speeding in school zones when kids are present? Or is there so much congestion that it's not really a problem? I mean, you tell me.
Well, I mean, how many is a problem? Is one person speeding through a school zone a problem? Yes. How big a problem is it? You have to weigh that. But like we said a couple of weeks ago, I have just as many complaints about congestion, about cars stopped, as I do speeding through various intersections. So we have speed traders. We've doubled the size of our speed trader.
You're what now?
Our speed traders, where we can stick out there so people know how fast. Just a reminder that you're going too fast, because sometimes I guess they don't see the speed lights.
Yeah.
In fact, I just got a call this morning that with a time change, someone didn't change the school zone lights, so they're not quite working in the right time. So whoever's listening, whoever's got that switch, please
change your fallback school zones.
True. So you can do that. But getting back to the point, one is too many, and to get those cameras and that system and that whole system at work, and I'm assuming you talked about that.
Yeah.
But it's a lot.
Yeah.
The deputies have to look at it. The county commission has to set up an ordinance to allow that to take place. It's a $100 fine, and where does the money go? And we have to have deputies on hand to review all of these things. Now, we talked about this internally when I first took office.
Okay.
To say, is this something that we want to do? And at the time, again, we have deputies in the intersections so much that we didn't have the extra
manpower.
Deputies that they could sit in the office and review all these things that might be taking place. So there might be an avenue for that if the Board of County Commissioner has an appetite for it. I'm curious as to where the money would go, where the fines would go. But that's just not. First of all, we're not the first step. Board of County Commission would have to be the first step.
I will just say, as a driver, there are some places where the congestion is so bad that you couldn't even speed if you wanted to. There are other places where, if you're not familiar with it as a school zone, I honestly remember the first time I was taking 9th Avenue North and turning west on Olive, and I just didn't even realize it was a school zone until I was in it. There was no lights or anything like that. It might have been like not during the hours, so whatever. Right. But I'm like, oh, geez, what am I doing? Because it's, you don't think of it, and you don't see any kids, and so you just don't think of it. It can happen.
It's also 30 minutes after the school starts,
right?
So it's to me, that's the time, because traffic does flow. And there's not a lot of people walking around, but there's maybe that kid that's late for school that's running, darting across the street. So it's obviously still a working zone, and you can get yourself in a bind.
The cameras are up in Pensacola Beach. Where are we at?
Well, they're not up yet.
Okay.
We're still working through that. We've got a couple months before they get up. These things take a while because they're professionally done.
And this is a permanent installation of surveillance cameras at Casino Beach parking lot and so forth.
So we have to find existing poles. We have to get the power sources there. We have to then integrate that with our real-time crime center. We've already done it halfway with the boardwalk cameras, and so we're going to continue to do this. We'll have it up by next I guess spring break.
All right. Anything else you're working on? Anything else you want to let people know about?
Nah.
Anything coming up? Any movie nights or,
We do. We're going to have a
touch
movie
a truck
night
or
up in,
dinner
up
with
in,
the cop
century,
or dinner with the
November.
Truck or touch a cop. I don't know which way it goes.
We have a coffee
time.
With a cop. We don't have as many trucks as firefighters do.
Okay. Yeah. They do have the big shinies, so that's fine.
Well,
big red ladder trucks that make a big impression on the kids. You got the Bearcat, but anyway. So anything coming up?
We got the Bearcat. November 13th, we have Coffee with a Cop
at
the Lucky Goat on North Davis Highway. That's pretty good. We're working on finalizing our movie night. We're going to move on all the way up to Century. To have it up there at Anthony Pizant Park up there.
Okay.
We had it up there a couple years ago when it was actually pretty good. A little cool up there. And heading up north.
I know. You got to put an extra coat on when you go to the Timberland, right? So
it's going to take us 45 minutes to get up there. That's true.
That's right. All right. Well, Sheriff Simmons, always a pleasure, sir. Thank you for what you do. Great to have a week where we didn't have to talk about anything particularly awful. I like that. I expect there will be some at some point.
And, you bet.
That's why you guys are out there. So I appreciate it. Thank you for the time.
All right. Y'all take care.